Good morning, everybody. This is Pete with Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 on the FM dial. Out here in the great state of Seattle. We're all ready to go here this morning. I'm glad we got some nice weather going on here in the summertime.
Mm-hmm. As am I.
But you know what? Here's the thing. We got one thing that just popped in my head. You guys, this happened to me this morning. Actually, last couple mornings. We got our good friend, Emmett Bros from Budget Blinds. How you doing, Emmett?
I'm great. How about you?
I'm doing good. But I want to tell my story because here's the thing. Okay. This is where you guys come in at Budget Blinds. So I'm staying up with my buddy Rob up in Lake Stevens.
Yep.
He's got a nice new townhome. The problem he has, which is what we're going to talk about, is I think he forgot to budget in the blinds. So I'm in this bedroom, and there's no blinds. And the last two or three mornings, every morning at 4:30 in the morning, my eyes pop open because it's daylight outside up here.
And welcome to the neighborhood.
God dang it. This is like, you know, I don't get a good night's sleep because there is no blinds on the window to screen out the light.
Yep.
So this, like, you know, it's one of these. Actually, it just when we were talking off air before we started the show, I thought, you know what? Emmett's right. You have to think about this. So we're going to start the show with Emmett. Emmett represents the whole co-op here at Budget Blinds. You guys are all over the state. Actually, you're all over the country.
But
all over the state. You're out in Puyallup, Tacoma, correct?
Okay. Yeah, that's right.
So you guys have heard Emmett on the show before. If you're down in that area, he's a franchise owner, been doing this for a while. You can reach him at 253-656-6778, or you can do 888-88-BUDGET. Or you can go to budgetblinds.com. If you don't live in Puyallup, Tacoma, you just want to find out who can help you, put in your zip code of where you are installing your blinds, and there is a Budget Blind franchise owner that can help you.
Yep.
Great. Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm get your paper and pencil, because if you're in the market for blinds, these guys are very, very good. I mean, you guys know we work with Best of Breed. They're the company to go to. But I want to talk, because of that got me thinking about Robert's place.
Yeah.
I never thought about that, but you brought that up. That's kind of a big problem, but kind of maybe blinds are an afterthought when you're doing new construction or remodeling, right?
Yeah, not to sound too punny, but it is a blind spot, right?
Oh, that's bad. Where's the drum?
I absolutely could not wait for that. I couldn't turn that one down. Yeah, you know, like I'm always telling people, you know, I ask everybody, you know, besides free, what do you want to keep this under when you buy your window coverings? Yeah. And a lot of people are like, well, be honest, you know, we've gone a little bit over our budget and everything because of we didn't really think about the cost of building a house, and we haven't even talked about blinds yet. And so, you know, I'm always telling people, you know, we're at the last ask to the dance, you know, and that's okay, I guess.
Yeah, except for your stuff isn't free.
No, it is. It's definitely not. It's
as
not
much as
all.
You guys would like it to be free. It's not.
Yeah, it's a difficult place to be. And so one of the things that we do in our franchise is we end up encouraging people just to get the window coverings that they need. Because a lot of times you're not expecting all these expenses when you buy a new home. And a lot of first time home buyers, like, I've actually had somebody say, like, yeah, now I have to get furniture, I guess. And I was like, you guess?
Yeah. It's like, well, unless you want to sit in the carpet.
Yeah, but it's one of those things where you don't know what you don't know. And a lot of builders, after the market took a turn, they started pulling back all the extra amenities that they had. And so now as the market's getting better, they're putting in amenities and trying to offer them and spend as much money as they can of the new homeowner.
Well, let me ask you this. So let's talk about new building for a sec, because there's a lot of people in the market. You said kind of when, I mean, should they start considering like all of these things like blinds and things during the architectural phase?
Absolutely. Like when you're getting ready to go buy a house, you should be looking at how many rooms do I have and what's the furniture that I'm going to have in this room? Like actually the question I ask everybody is, how do you plan on living in your house or your condo? Or how do you run your business out of your office? And of course, people look at me like, well, that's stupid. I'm going to live in my house. And you're like, okay. Well, are you going to walk around with no clothes on? Because I had an 83-year-old woman tell me she was only wearing clothes because I was there. And that was, you know, an awkward smile to receive. So happened.
I mean, without blinds, you're in a fishbowl.
Yes.
And a lot of times these neighborhoods, the houses are kind of close to each other. Mm-hmm. And yeah, if you're in your bedroom, there really is no privacy.
Mm-hmm. Do you plan on having dogs because you've rented and you've never been allowed to have dogs? Like that's even an issue that people don't always take into consideration. So it's like, how do you actually plan on living in the home? And and set up a budget for that. Is it okay for you, with you, to move into a house and use your same old furniture for a few years? Because moving into a house, it's expensive. There's unseen costs. And so what are the areas where you can save money right away and not necessarily waste money? And with window coverings, if you go and get the cheapest thing possible, you are seriously just wasting money, because the cheapest things possible is made to last you 1 to 2 years.
Replace it, yeah.
Yeah.
And we've talked about this, like the initial cost versus the overall cost of ownership. You just almost, not doubled, but you added a big factor onto it.
Yeah.
Even if you're buying those cheap ones from the big box stores, you're going to have to replace them.
Yeah.
Sooner or later. Mm-hmm. Well, okay, so if you just joined us too, this is Pete with Home Matters. Car Radio 97.3 FM. So, Emmett, given the fact that, I know what people are thinking out there while they're eating their breakfast. They go, well, that's easy for you to say, Emmett. Where in the heck am I going to get this money from? So can they factor that into like a construction loan? Is that possible? Have you seen that happen?
Yeah, sometimes that does happen. And so those are the people that are, will work with you. We'll come out and we'll take a look at the house. And if it hasn't even been built yet, if you're like, look, I know this doesn't sound normal, but I have the plans for my new house. Can I please just get an estimate on what it's going to cost to buy my window coverings and take a look at what you have? Knowing that prices might change depending on when you're going to be buying your house. It might go up a little bit. Count on that.
Think tariffs.
it's think coming. Inflation, right?
Yeah.
And so it might go up depending on whatever. Also, the... There's so many factors on it, but hey, I might change my color that I'm going to choose because I didn't realize it was going to be this. A weave might look better here or there.
Yeah. So you can it sounds like from what you're saying, you can actually work with the architectural drawings, right, on a new build, or if it's a remodel, you can work with the contractor drawings and kind of help specify and build that into their cost.
Yeah, yeah. I was telling you offline that I have a friend who is building a house out, and I was like, man, those builders, they use like 30 windows in those houses.
Yeah.
Well, if you're spending $125 a window on our least expensive faux blinds, if we can get the deal for that, you're still over $4,000.
Yeah.
Like you're around 5 or 6. So it's when you're looking at that, how many windows do you actually have is a big one. And so I was like, probably you need to count on, if you actually want to get what you want based off what you've told me, you're looking like $8,000 to $12,000.
Yeah. Guys, that's something we come back. We're going to continue this discussion here about what to consider. But that is something, if you are doing new build or remodeling, depending on where you're getting your financing from, a bank or other place, you need to have a discussion with them and ask that question of, can you factor in the window coverings into your construction loan? Because if you wait till after the fact, then it's got to come out of your pocket, and then you're either going to put something in cheap that you're going to have to replace, it's not budget blinds, or you're going to live in a fishbowl like that old lady runs around without her clothes on.
Yep. That was awesome.
All right. We'll come back in the next segment here after the commercial break. With that, I'm Pete.
And I'm Lauren.
Yeah, this is Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's News. Seattle's Talk. All right, we are back. This is Pete with Home Matters here at the Car Radio Studios, 97.3 FM, out here in the nice weather. Lots of sun, but sun is only good when you aren't trying to sleep in your bed.
Right?
I've been woken up now, Rob. So Rob listen to my show for quite a while. Rob used to be with me. I love the guy to death, but he's got to get some. In fact, I'm going to tell him he needs to give you a call.
Okay.
So, but Lauren, what are you learning here?
I am learning a lot about blinds right now, and not to cheap out on your blinds, and to also leave room for money for the blinds as well.
The other thing you should have learned is don't run around your house naked.
Yeah, that's another thing.
You never know
learned.
Who's looking.
Good thing I do have blinds in my place.
Yeah, you have blinds
and one window.
You live how you want. Just don't make me see it.
You could have the nudist colony inside your house, but make sure you have the blinds that cover the windows.
Right. Oh yeah.
All right. So you brought up a good point off air. We talked about factoring it into your construction loan, but maybe why is that not such a good idea?
Well, you most home loans, right? So mortgage, like till death. Yeah. You better love those blinds till death because you're buying a set of blinds, especially if like you get builder grade ones that are only 1 to 2 years. you're spending, like, say you buy the package and it's $4,000 on BuilderGrade that's going to last you 1 to 2 years. You're going to leave those up broken for a long time just because of how much money you spent and how you're still paying on them 30 years later. With the interest after you've already replaced them 1 to 2 times.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. That's crazy. Yeah. But, so you do need to, you know, the key thing is, and I agree with you, Emmett, factored in. That's something if you're going to be, you guys know, I mean, if you think about this, you're going to have a down payment. If you're buying land, you're going to have money. So this is something you just need to budget in.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess maybe the hard and cold truth of it is if you don't have money to pay for the blinds, you probably shouldn't be building a house. I said it. You didn't say it.
Yep.
But you know, it's kind of the deal. I mean, there are certain costs to doing this, and you need to kind of factor that in. Same goes for a remodel, though, too. Now, that's not quite as expensive because typically it's a particular room, but you can come out, like you'd said, with plans and take a look at what they're looking for.
Yeah. Yeah, we can. I mean, sometimes it just makes sense if you have plans digitally, be like, hey, we're factoring this in and maybe schedule. You can go meet. Not everybody has a showroom.
Do you have to go out in all cases, or can they send you the plans and you can?
Yeah, they can send us plans. I mean, you know, we do some of those when we do pull-offs for, like, commercial jobs, you know. Like hotels or whatever.
But if it's a residential, you could do kind of a similar thing.
Yeah.
Similar price range.
Yeah. And the one thing to make sure of is if you're going to do that, have the actual measurements in there. Because sometimes you'll get great designer pictures with no measurements. And then you're like, well, this looks awesome and I could do something amazing, but I can't tell you the price because I don't know how big these windows are.
Yeah.
So you got to make sure that the measurements are all there. But then we can give you
the scale on the drawings.
Yeah.
You can go up
and with the understanding that it's going to be off plus or minus, you know, an inch or two.
Yeah.
And so that could affect the price on it. So we just give you like an estimate.
Yeah.
So
I do want to go. Let's talk first about like for an average home, say like 2,400 square foot.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just so they know, I'm not trying to hold you to a particular price, but what are you talking about like for budget blinds price range?
Yeah, well, that's a good question, actually, and one that you usually don't like to answer. I mean, we've been running into people that are like, oh, well, I'm expecting to get this like $1,000 for a 2,400 square foot house. And it's just, you know, that may have been realistic like 15 years ago.
That actually, you could do blinds and craft paper for $1,000.
You can. If you do ready shades, because I actually did that for somebody because of the situation of what they were ordering. Ready shades are like the paper shades that you get can tack up.
Yeah.
I bought some because I was all out, so I had to run over to one of the box stores and buy it. It cost me $300 to put up paper shades in their windows.
What?
No joke. It was $300 for like 16 windows.
Is that just the material cost of the
paper?
$300?
That was it.
Wow.
Yeah, I was just like, hey, this cost me $300, so it's going to be $300 for me to put the ready shades in for you. And I'm like, normally, like, I'll charge you for this, but it's like they were doing shutters, and the kind that they want, they had to sit on a slow boat from China to get here. So I was like, since
are you
eight
having
weeks,
with the way the economy is booming now, things are is it? I know all the other sponsors, they're all backed up and materials are hard to get. Are you guys suffering from the same thing?
Yeah, we are. We're running into a bit of that. I mean, just to be realistic, during the busiest time of the year, like, you got to expect it's going to take longer to get somebody out and might take a little bit longer.
What is your busiest time of the year?
Right now.
Is right now summertime?
It's home buying season, right?
Yeah.
Here's the crazy thing is that if talking to all of our manufacturers' reps, they're actually telling us that their summer, the numbers, like summer sales, started in December.
Really?
And hasn't slowed down.
Wow.
So, I mean, I had a friend that went to go buy siding, so unrelated, but construction. And he went and they said, yeah, we don't have enough of it here. And our manufacturer is actually out of stock right now as well.
Yeah.
And he just needs to redo like a small set of siding on a site, like 15 by 10 foot spot.
You know, actually, Emmett brings up a really good point. And this is my opinion. I don't speak for budget blinds. This is personally me. But guys, I'll tell you what, I've been around the block in a few recessions and political regimes that have been in office. And I think, from where I stand, now may be better than waiting till later to call Emmett because of the tariff situations and everything that are going on. It's not just going to be steel. It's going to be wood, paper. Everything is going to be going up if we have these trade wars with China and other countries. So if you want to get in on a good deal now, I would say, well, if you got the need and you want to get on a good deal, I'd call Emmett now. You can give him a call at 253 656-6778, 253-656-6778. And there has been talk about inflation with the growth and all this kind of stuff. And, guys, you know where that goes. I mean, I don't care who it is. It's not just budget blinds. Every business passes that on to the consumer. They just can't eat that. So we all are in the same boat on that, right? So give them a call. If you're out of the Puyallup Tacoma area, you can call 888-88-BUDGET. That's 888-88-BUDGET. Or you can go to budgetblinds.com and just put in your zip code where you're installing. And budget's all over the place. They're good quality product. They do the job right. And one thing I like, too, we've talked about this a little bit, but you guys, you're making these things to order, right, to fit the window.
Yeah. Yeah, within, like with shutters, within a 16th of an inch, usually.
Yeah.
And with most everything else, at least less than an eighth of an inch.
Yeah, which you can't do with the big box store ones. So that's really good. We come back. We're going to continue our discussion with Emmett on, I want to just kind of ask on some of the blind trends, things like that, see where the market's going, what he's doing out there with some of his clients and customers. He might have a funny story or two to tell us besides the 83-year-old naked woman. Well,
it's tough to beat that one.
Yeah, I know. That one, the image in my mind is like, whew.
Anyway,
thankfully she did have clothes on.
Oh, that's good. Well,
thankfully.
I can tell you a couple stories where when I had my construction, we won't go there, but very interesting. Anyway, this is Pete with Old Batteries, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's News, Seattle's Talk. All right, we're back. This is Pete with Old Batteries, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's News, Seattle's Talk. We're having a good talk here with Emmett Bruce of Budget Blinds. He's out there in Puyallup, Tacoma. And between commercial breaks, we had we are blessed with the presence of Danny O'Neill from 710 Side of the House on ESPN. How's it going over there, Danny?
It's going very well. I appreciate you guys having me on. Let me intrude. I kind of just
Good. You know, hey, we're all one big family here, and a lot of different stations, but we all hang out together, which is good. But we brought Danny in because apparently, Danny, you've done some work for Danny, so let's talk about that, kind of what happened there and his. And then, Danny, I'd like to hear from you kind of what your experience was with Emmett. We're going to put him on the spot.
That ought to be well. So my experience going in and doing the installation of this was mostly that was the hardest part. A lot of times people are like, oh, I can just install window coverings. That's not that bad. But sometimes when you have different areas in your house where the window's 20 feet off the ground in the middle of the kitchen, and you didn't know that your island can actually move until.
So you got a place, like, was it condo house?
It's a condo, and it's a loft style. So you kind of walk in, and it's the first room that you get into, which is either a second bedroom or just a media room. And then it opens up, and it is a 20-foot ceiling.
It goes up almost like, that's three stories almost.
Yeah, where you get, so it's got a balcony that goes out of the main room, where the kitchen, there's no walls, really. The kitchen opens to the living room, which opens to the deck, and then there's an upstairs rooftop as well.
That was beautiful.
It's really nice, but it's a lot of windows, and it's really high off the ground.
So you had some windows like way up near the top, is what you're saying?
Yeah, so it's from the rooftop deck.
Wow.
That kind of looks down, and it looks down into where the bedroom is. And actually, on the outside of where that rooftop deck is, there's marks from duct tape where I'm pretty sure that the previous resident there taped a tarp or something over those two windows because they're looking right into, it looks right into the bedroom.
That is too funny. It's like, oh, screw it. We'll just do the tarp.
Necessity,
we talked about that.
Necessity is the mother
of
all
invention. We were just talking about that earlier in the show.
Oh, yeah.
Well, at least you don't have the naked 83-year-old woman running around your house. That's a good thing.
Well, not yet. I still got about 40 more years, and then I might be the naked 83-year-old dude running around there.
So this has a window way the heck up there.
Yeah,
so
it does.
How did you tackle that job?
Well, the thing is that being a condo, you actually couldn't get an extension ladder up there. So we had to use one of those Warner ladders that can extend as an A-frame, but also extend up as a long one.
Yeah.
So, and because I'm not small, like I'm 6'3", like 240, my assistant ended up climbing the ladder to go take care of it. I mean, good thing he knows how to use a drill too.
You're also the boss. So. It's like, yeah, I'm not going to do this. You go up there.
You know, that's one of those things though, is that you're a good boss is never going to ask an employee to do something they're not willing to do themselves.
Yeah.
I've done those installs.
So he was at the top.
He was at the top and I was bracing at the bottom.
Okay.
To make sure that he was safe. So, I mean, if you're going to go do anything on a ladder, Just don't be stupid. Make sure somebody's there, like, yeah, holding it.
So, obviously, this thing's way up there.
Yeah.
Custom fit window,
mm-hmm,
all the measurements.
Yeah.
What kind of, what'd you put in for blinds?
We put in some motorized honeycomb from Enlightened Style. Really easy to program. The thing is that with motorized blinds like that, you don't necessarily, or shades, sorry, motorized shades, everybody always plays with them when they first begin. So usually you need to change those every, like, in your first 6 to 9 months. So just make sure that's the one you guys play the least with.
Yeah. Well, Danny, how did you guys, before you, approach budget blinds, did you have an idea what you wanted or?
No, not specifically. We knew that we needed, my wife has a baby grand piano,
okay,
and we've got these huge windows. It's like 16 feet of windows, mm-hmm, that are west facing. And we wanted, wow, the piano right there next to the windows, but you want to protect it. And that kind of being, we'd looked at Costco. We talked, okay, to someone there, and they had kind of even given a general, I think they'd called back, but Emmett and the experience, Emmett installed blinds for Dave Wyman, who I work with on the show.
So you got it through like a word of mouth referral then.
Yeah, that was what it was. But once they came out, they walked my wife through the installation. She makes all the important decisions.
Usually the women do.
Yeah. And there were a couple things like the
odd note on that one I'll give you later.
the original one that we picked out, the guy who came out to show us and did the presentation, he was like, man, that's going to show up awful green. Like it's going to make that wall, mm-hmm, look really green. And it was a really good recommendation.
Was that a guy from your
company? Yeah.
From Budget Blinds. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Seattle.
He was from Alabama. Is where he's originally from. He's awesome. He was really cool and then came out to measure it specifically. I'd put in blinds at a house we had in West Seattle, but it was sort of the do-it-yourself. I didn't really realize how much an impact window coverings would make you about how your place looks. It has, mm-hmm, a dramatic impact on how that place. We've been in there a month now. Mm-hmm. We love it. My in-laws were just there, and they couldn't get over it. Yeah. They might have played with the blinds.
Probably.
So what color did you finally pick? What shade?
It's a tan. It's a real light brown.
Okay. You said it. What kind of material is it?
It's a gray taupe.
Oh, is it a gray taupe? Yeah. See? I don't even know
what
we're
all colorblind. Yeah. All of us good.
Season's gray taupe.
Yeah. Okay. It's beautiful. Okay. And it picks up the light that it's coming through. Okay. It doesn't. You get the effect of all the natural light that's there, but it does protect the piano.
What was, mm-hmm, the material then again?
It's a honeycomb, so it's a woven fabric. So it's going to block about 99% of all the UV, and it's still going to allow natural daylight to come in. And with the color choice that's there mixed with the tint that they put in on it, it's actually going to keep the house from having, or the condo from having a really cold feeling to it.
Okay.
So it's going to help it feel warm in the winter and in the summer.
So Danny, what were
regular light?
What was the like the surrounding colors with this gray taupe?
It's all white.
It's all white walls.
Yeah, okay. Pretty much everything is white inside the loft.
Awesome. Did you have fun playing with the remote?
I did. it's convenient.
Yeah.
Like, there's a
just like point at it and.
Well,
there's
even something like when the sun's coming down or really bright and you want to go out, like I use the grill a lot. It's really convenient to be able to open it. The previous place we were living, it was a drawstring and you're having to find a way to balance. Like it's convenient. My wife's been able to program it by just getting a paperclip.
Yep.
Like it's really, really simple to figure out like to change. So she's got a setting for what she wants to have her piano protected. There's one that's on its own. It's super cool. Like it's awesome. We're really, really happy.
Yeah. That's cool. Well, I guess, you know, for the future, now you know where to go.
Absolutely.
Blind, mm-hmm. Good place to go. Well, Danny, thanks for coming on, man. I really appreciate it and telling your story about kind of what happened. I know he's done a lot of work around the area, but it's nice to have somebody from the Bonneville family come in and tell what happened. That's good.
Thank you very much for having me on.
Yeah. Thank you, man. Guys, we're going to be back in the next segment. We're going to talk a little bit more about some of the blinds, some of the trends. But you heard a story here from Danny O'Neill over there on ESPN. You do good work. I listen to your stuff, so it's all good, man.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah. With that, I'm Pete. This is Home Matters.
And I'm Lauren.
Cairo 97.3 FM, Seattle's news, Seattle's talk. Okay, we're back. This is Pete with Home Matters. Cairo Radio 97.3 FM. In the nice city of Seattle, we got nice weather. I love this time of year here. Man, oh, man, you know, there's no better place in the world.
But I lived it's raining right now. It always rains in Seattle. It's the worst place to live. Please don't move to Washington.
You're a real doubter. I know. Yeah, I was like, please don't move to Washington. Yeah, well, there's a lot of people that move.
This is probably one of the most beautiful places on earth if you can make it through drizzling rain through the winter.
If you can make it through the winter. I always tell people this time of year, in the summertime and early fall, man, it's beautiful. And I've lived in Hawaii. And I will say this is just gorgeous here. But it's very difficult in the wintertime with it being dark and rainy.
Yeah.
But either way, you know, having the blinds, you know, that's the other thing too in the winter. And we'll talk about that next time I'm you come back in. We'll talk about insulative effects and energy efficiency.
And yeah.
But I do, you know, we just had Danny O'Neill on our in the last segment. And I want to talk because he did mention this is not just the guy thing. Although it is kind of cool, but house guys and remotes. But anyway, it's a, you know, having the motorized blinds are kind of cool, especially, you know, when you have them in locations that are where you can't reach them very easily.
Yeah.
So how do you guys, I mean, as far as what you have for motors and things, how are they different? Like if I could just go to Amazon or a big box store, I could buy a motorized blind.
Well, what's crazy is, I mean, with our, you know, interweb world, right, is you can get just about anything online. Yeah. The quality of what you're going to get. So the different motors that we have access to, a lot of this stuff that you can just go buy online, that's going to be generations ago. So think of like iPhone. You're looking at generations
like
ago.
Like an iPhone 4.
Yes.
Versus an iPhone 10. 10,
right? Yeah, so there's going to be a significant difference. And also like what will actually pair up with that. So now it's not, you're not just looking at motorization. You're now looking at automation. And at pairing in with your lights. So you can say like, hey, Alexa or Alexa, initiate welcome home or whatever it is that you tell Alexa or even Google Home and or even, hey, Siri, do this. You can actually tell your window coverings to go down.
You have that capability now, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's super
it's
cool.
crazy that that it's
Do you have
there.
Also the sensing capability based on light and stuff when it should open and close?
Yeah. There is. I mean, you're getting more and more expensive when you do that. Yeah. But one of the big trends now is rechargeable batteries and solar panels. So like for those ones that we were just talking about with Danny, you know, we can get solar panels that connect up to a rechargeable battery that sits there. As long as there's enough direct sunlight that hits that, it'll trickle charge so you never have to change the batteries.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so that's what I put
changing a battery way up there would be a pain in the rear.
I put some in a church that are like 10 feet wide by 12 feet tall in roller shades, and they're never going to have to change batteries. Wow. Yeah,
so they,
it's pretty amazing.
Did you put the little solar panel outside or something?
No, you just put it up inside at the, by the headrail up in the back.
Oh, really?
Yeah, okay. So you're able
so
to...
As long as you got the sunlight hitting it to something.
Yep, as long as you have the space, too.
Okay.
Because, I mean... Windows, even though there's stuff that's supposed to be put in for UV protecting and all that great stuff, it's still coming through.
Yeah.
There was a window company that's down in Fife that we still put in roller shades for their this new type of film that's supposed to stop all glare. And we put them in the corner offices so they could see their computer screens.
Wow.
So it's, I mean, nothing against them. It's just there's only so much that you can do, and nothing stops the light like putting something in front of it that's not necessarily see-through.
Yeah, well, that's why you exist.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, well, that's good. And, guys, if you want to do something like that, I'm going to give you the number here near the end of the segment, so make sure you get your paper and pencil. So you can contact Emmett, or if, you know, you're not in the Puyallup, Tacoma area, you can contact Budget Blinds. There's a lot of them. How many do you guys have in Washington State?
20. Well, on the west side, I think there's 28 territories or 30 territories. Yeah. So, I mean, we stretch all the way from Bellingham with Paul Teeter way up there, all the way out to Squim and all the way down to Vancouver, Washington.
Yeah.
I mean,
so
we're
you're
covering
all over
everywhere. Yeah.
That's good. That's good to know. Well, you guys are a big enough company where you can get the coverage. And even if you're, you know, if you're listening to this show, and I know some of you do, you're not in the greater Washington or greater Seattle area. Budget Blinds is probably in your state, I would say.
They have it in Kalispell, Montana.
Okay. If you're in Kalispell, then you're probably at a lot of other places. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. That's very cool. All right. Let's move over. We did touch earlier in the show about, and again, we don't know how this is going to play out. There's been a lot of, you know, talk on the news, a lot of talking heads, a lot of pundits. Mm-hmm. But we do know the economy's doing well, and we do know that there's a good possibility for some inflation or raised interest rates and things like that. There also could be some possibilities for tariffs. You guys are listening to the news about, you know, some of the things that may be going on between China and the United States and other countries. So with that said, if there are going to be price increases, how do you guys, I know you guys have like this big alliance of vendors, and how does that factor into all this?
Yeah, the vendor alliance, it was actually one of the biggest reasons why I got into budget blinds to begin with. With a large, well, the Amish, right? Many hands make light work.
Yeah.
So that's the many hands make a lower price point. So there's a lot of budget blinds franchisees. There's over 1,000. So we're the largest custom window covering company in North America.
Wow.
We are the largest client for most of almost all of our manufacturers. And because of that, we have because we buy more, we save more. And so we're able to get you higher quality products for less, with more amenities, as well as on top of that, we still have negotiated in an industry exclusive warranty. So a 5-year no questions asked warranty on many of our manufacturers, and one Enlightened Style, the manufacturer we put in Danny's house, we have a lifetime no questions asked warranty. So that's your limited lifetime
warranty. So for him,
warranty.
If that ever fails, you'd come in and take care of it.
So the window covering will be replaced by the manufacturer.
Wow.
Even if it's in like 7, 8 years, that's 10 cool. years, it'll be replaced by the manufacturer, as long as it's not like just wearing itself out. If it gets ruined. He'll just have to pay for the service to have somebody come back out.
Yeah. I remember you told a story, I don't know, maybe another past show or a couple shows ago about the smoke damage or something happened. Can you tell that story again? Because that was really, I mean, that blew me away that you guys fixed that.
Yeah. A nice woman out in the Graham area went out to her house, and she was just wanting to switch out what she'd put in over her kitchen window. She wanted honeycomb like she had in the rest of the house, and she'd originally gone with faux wood blinds over there.
Yeah.
By the way, it's faux, not fox. And then she asked me, she's like, can you take a look at the blinds in the dining room and see what you think about them? And I looked in the back and they were falling apart. Like they were old. They'd been in there for like 12 years or so. I can't remember exactly, but so they were falling apart, but I noticed that there was black on them. And so I was like, well, and I knew the manufacturer, I knew it was Enlightened Style. And so, I pulled it down from the window and I looked at the information up in the headrail, which is what we always ask for service jobs, is that information in the headrail. And I asked her, I'm like, so there's some black. Was there ever like smoke that came out of your furnace or anything like that? And she said, actually, yeah. Like 3 years after we moved into the house, something caught fire in like our furnace and smoke. So something happened with like your filter or something like that.
Yeah.
So black smoke poured out of there and damaged the window coverings. So that was like 11 years before me.
Yeah.
I called it into the manufacturer and said, yeah, this happened. She just didn't know that it was something under warranty. Is that under warranty? And they said, yeah, we'll ship you out. So she got an entire new house of window coverings because they had been damaged 9 years before.
Free of charge.
Yeah. The only thing I charged her was installing them.
For install.
Yeah.
But the free, all the, wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, which is tough because if I price that thing out, because she was ready to be like, well, I just need a budget for the next one.
Yeah.
It was $9,400 to replace all those window coverings if she was paying for, you know, retail.
Guys, you know, that story just speaks to the kind of company that Budget Blinds is, and, you know, that they back their work, they back their vendors, they back their products. Just a really top-of-the-line company. If you're in the market, whether it's new construction, remodel, or you've been looking at your blinds and going, maybe it's time to get a change out here, give Emmett a call. It's Emmett Bros of Budget Blinds. He's out there in PL, Tacoma, 253-656-6778. That's 253-656-6778. If you're not living in there, you can call 888-88-BUDGET, or you can go to budgetblinds.com and just put in your zip code of where you'll have these installed. Emma, thanks for being on, man.
Thanks, Pete.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Good show again. With that, I'm Pete.
And I'm Lauren.
And this is Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's News and Seattle's Talk.